Hi there, it's Rakitin here. How are you doing? As always, I hope you are doing good. Today's podcast is about Inauguration Day of Richard M. Nixon, and this is the first podcast I am podcasting for 1973. And as usual, it was written by Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman Executive Committee for the Foxborough Company. The letter was dated January 20, 1973. Mr. G. Lebriere, General Foreman, Uniroyal Inc. Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70807. Dear Mr. Lebriere, back in 1937, at the start of President Roosevelt's second term, a change has made in the country's inaugural laws. Ever since Washington's time, March 4th had been set aside for inducting newly elected chief executives into office. But the draggy period between November's mandate by the electorate and March swearing in occasionally allowed potential dangerous situation to develop. Second paragraph. So, the 20th Amendment to the Constitution, the so-called lame duck amendment, was enacted, changing Inauguration Day from March 4 to January 20. Roosevelt became the first president to take his oath on this new date. Next paragraph. Good reasons, of course, existed at first for the almost four-month time lag in conducting swearing-in ceremonies. Traveling wilderness miles was slow and tedious. But by the early 30s, even sooner, distance formerly requiring days and weeks to negotiate often were being covered in just a few hours. Next paragraph again. Good reasons, of course, existed at first for the almost, oops, sorry, I read that one already, so I'm gonna move forward. However, transportation wasn't the only area of commerce responding to 20th century technological advances. Processing in myriads of fields also underwent radical changes. Manufacturing, frequently plagued by costly miscalculation, became automated and increasingly error-free. Helping to usher in this modern era was a highly sophisticated electronic capability, a vastly improved measurement and control skill, something Foxborough helped pioneer as early in the 1930s. Last paragraph. But back to our original reference, inaugural, which this keepsake cover commemorates, marked new beginnings to Richard Nixon, our 37th president. We extend good wishes for success over the next 4 years. May Providence guide his hands and maybe overpossesses a heightened awareness of the role he plays in the lives of all of us. Sincerely, the Foxborough Company, Richard A. Bristol. It's Rexford A. Bristol. Sorry, I was trying to adjust my glass and I'm not really conscious of what I was reading. Beside on this one, I actually have maybe 15 vintage TV and movie scripts that I was able to collect over the years. And one of the script actually is about Richard Nixon, the Watergate scandal. And the actors that play with it. And at the very end of the vintage scripts that I have for the Watergate, it tells who were the characters, and Richard Nixon is actually in that being disrupted, and what had become with him. So anyway, if you are interested with my vintage movie script regarding the Watergate, regarding Richard Nixon, hey, it's for sale. All you have to do is make a comment and I will get back to you. So anyway, thank you for listening and please do come back again. Bye.